Thursday after Epiphany Christmas. First reading from Letter of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10, and Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. The first reading. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and know God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might have life through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as expiation for our sin. Gospel according to Mark. When He disembarked and saw the vast crowd, His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and the disciple approached Him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farm and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourself." But they said to Him, "Are we to buy 200 day wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they have found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish." So He gave order to help them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in row by 100 and by 50s. Then taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, He said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to His disciples to set before His people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what were left of the fish. Those who ate were 5,000 men. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. God's love is expressed through Christ. In yesterday's reading, Jesus, the Son of God, revealed the truth of God for a human being. In today's reading, He revealed God's love for them. It is very difficult to talk about love because it is so abstract. But the expression of love is very concrete. Therefore, people can recognize God's love through the mystery of incarnation. Jesus will appear in human form. Though people never see God, people can also recognize the true love from all the fake ones by evaluating the concrete expression of love. Today's reading helps people to recognize God's love for human beings and the true love from all fake ones. In the first reading, St. John let us know the 3 truths of God's love. First, the origin of all human love are from God, because God is love. Secondly, God so loved the world that he gave the world his only son. John chapter 3 verse 16. Lastly, God loved people before they loved him. In the gospel, Jesus had compassion for people when he saw them because they are like sheep without shepherds. After he taught them to provide the spiritual food, he performed a miracle to provide the material food for them. Second analysis. First reading. God loves human beings. Third point. The origin of all human love. The author ascertained love originates from God, and God is love. According to the book of Genesis, human beings are created according to God's image and likeness. See Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Many scriptural scholars said that love makes people to become like God more than anything else. Clement of Alexandria declared, when people love, they are practicing to become like God. When we love, we are nearer to God more than any other activity. Since God is love, if people want to be like God, they must learn to love others. Whoever don't love, they don't know God. Second point, God love for human being. The author described God's love for human being as follow. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. When we look at the infant Jesus in the manger, we should feel two things. First, God so loved people. There is no worldly father who wants to sacrifice his only son to die for others, especially with a lonely, shameful, and violent death on the cross. The story of Father Abraham, who was ready to sacrifice Isaac, his son, for God help us to feel partly God's love for us. Secondly, people are not worthy of God's love. People didn't do anything to be worthy of God's love. In opposition, people are causing and shall cause many sorrow for God. The purpose of God's sending of his Son is for us to have eternal life. In order to achieve this purpose, Jesus must die on the cross. Besides, he also bestowed on us so many blessings to help us to live a worthy life on earth. Third point. God loved people before they loved him. Love is the only reason of God's creation, providence, and redemption. First, God created people because he loved them and wanted them to return his love. Secondly, God can create robots and let them live, but he wants to create people to care for people. Lastly, in the redemption, God's love is clearly shown at the author wrote, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sin. Second, the gospel. Third point. Jesus loved and teaches people. Mark reported, when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, he'd had or more with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. To better understand this sentence, one needs to read Ezekiel chapter 34 to understand why the sheep is without a shepherd. According to the prophet, the sheep were scattered not because they are without shepherd, but because they have irresponsible shepherds whom paid attention only to their meal, wool, and meat, not to their miserable condition. If leaders don't care for, teach, and lead their people, how can people know to live a good life and to avoid all danger in their life? Second point. Jesus worked a miracle to feed 5,000 people. But people forgot to eat because they have been so busy to hear Jesus' teaching. Mark reported, by now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late." Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farm and villages and buy themselves something to eat. The disciple might think that the duty of a religious leader is only to provide the spiritual food for people. Jesus wanted to teach them a lesson. A preacher must not only provide the spiritual food for people, but also find a way to provide them with the material food in a difficult situation. Second point. Jesus demanded his disciples to feed people. He said to them, "Give them some food yourself." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 day wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" Through the conversation, one can recognize right away Jesus' uncalculated and the disciples' calculated love. Jesus thought only about love. They thought about spending their money. Third point. Jesus did a miracle from 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus knows what he is going to do, but he still wants the disciples' cooperation. He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave order to have people sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in row by 100 and by 50. Fourth point. The figure of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaf, and gave them to disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. All 4 evangelists reported this miracle. In John, this miracle led to the sermon on the sacrament of the Eucharist in Mark of chapter 6. Even though John didn't report Jesus' institution of the Eucharist in his Last Supper, to this sacrament, God showed he still loved, cared for, and feed his people every day. Application in life. We must feel God's love in our life before we can love him and others. God's love for us is uncalculated, free, and unlimited. Only this love can help her to overcome all obstacles and to be loyal to him until the end. The sacrament of the Eucharist is the source of love, because out of love, Jesus sacrificed his life as the offering for our sin. If we feel that we are selfish, lacking of love, hard to forgive others, this sacrament will increase God's love in us. Amen.